Today's shir is Masechta Sota Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem Aleph, Amar Aleph, at the second line. We learned that the Mishnah of Kore, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, reads Parshas Achrimos, and then he reads Ach Ba'aser, which is in Parshas Emor, which means that they rolled the Sefer Torah from Parshas Achrimos till Parshas Emor. Ask the Gemara of Rimini, the Braisa teaches us, the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Megillah. Daf Chavdal Raman Aleph, Medalgim B'Novi, Be'Medalgim B'Torah, that one is not allowed to roll in a Sefer Torah. In Novi, when we're learning Novi, we're allowed to. But when we're learning Parshas, but when we're reading from a Sefer Torah, we may not. So how, ask the Gemara, how could this happen? And Rashi explains that when do they do this in Navi? When they're reading Haftarah. And when they're reading the Haftarah, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, the halacha is that the Haftarah, there is no specific Haftarah that has to be read for a specific parsha. All that's required is that the Haftarah have some similarity to what we're learning in that week's parsha. And if they're psukim from different Nevi'im that have that similarity, we could read from different Nevi'im, but, says the Mishnah, only by Chumash, only by the Navi can we do so, not by the Sefer Torah. Answers the Gemara, and the reason is, because of Tircha de Tzibura, that people don't want to sit and wait as they're rolling the Sefer Torah. Answers the Gemara, Amma Bai Lo Kasha. Kamach de Shiyasu Katargaman. When is the Halacha when one may not roll in the Sefer Torah? That's only the amount of, as we've been discussing, the way they did Kriyas HaTorah in those times was where somebody read from the Sefer Torah and then somebody else said the Targum. So if before the Targum will be finished being said, we'll be able to get to the next parasha, then we can roll. Then we can roll the Sefer Torah to a new place. When is the halacha that means if there's no time, if they take too long, so that involves a tirchid tzibura, that's when it's usher. But if it's not going to take that long, it's mutter. But ask the Gemara, v'allah k'tani, this is the issue that was discussed in the Mishnah, in Masechta Megillah that we quoted, and the Mishnah began, medalgin b'novi v'ein medalgin b'toira, that by a Navi we're allowed to do this, and not by Torah. And even by Navi, the halach is v'at kam medalgim, how much may we do? At kadesh leisuk targumen, that we can roll as long as we'll be finished before the targumen says his targum. Mechlal, isn't this clearly an indication that by Torah loy, that by Torah we can't do it under any circumstances? So we're back to our question. From there, it's quite evident that we're not allowed to roll by Sefer Torah under any circumstances, yet here we're learning that the Kohen Gadol did it on Yom Kippur. So Tosfos Masechta Yuma suggests that the Gemara could have explained that Mishnah is not to be learned like we're learning it now, that only by Navi may we roll, and only this much, and not by Sefer Torah at all. We could have actually learned that by Navi we could always do it. And by Torah, we could only do it that much, and that would be a good answer to our question. But, says that's what Tosfos says, but there are those that say that since the Mishnah, the Sefer Be'er Sheva says this, since the Mishnah, in Masechta Megillah, makes a blanket statement, the Gemara found it difficult to accept that what is meant to say is that under certain circumstances, we are allowed to be medalic in the Torah. Because the wording of the Mishnah seems to indicate that we may never do so. Elam Abaya, so back to our question, how could they do this on Yom Kippur? How could the Kohen Gadol done this on Yom Kippur? Lo kasha. Kam b'nyan echad. If it's all about one subject, then even in the Torah, we're allowed to roll. Kan b'shnei nyanim. That means when we're speaking about Torah, and we want there should be proper concentration. So there, if it's one subject, we're allowed to do it. But if it's two subjects, we're concerned that people won't pay attention. And therefore, we are not allowed to roll. But here on Yom Kippur with the Kohen Gadol, it's all one subject. That's why it's permissible. And as I saw the Achronim explain, if the issue here is that we're worried that you won't pay attention properly, so then why can we, when you're dealing with one more than one subject, and we're dealing with Divrei Torah, so how can we ever learn from a Sefer Torah? Aren't there different subjects discussed on a constant basis? So the Sefer Torah Sakonos explains that on the contrary, that we know when we learn Torah, there's a, one of the ways that the Torah is explained is through smuchim, because parshias are next to each other. And because parshias are next to each other, there's a significance. It's only when they're not next to each other, that's when we have that's when we have this subject. So the Rishonim already ask that we know that the Kriyas HaTorah on a fast day is in Parashas V'Yichal, and we go from one parasha to the next. So how do we understand that? So the Meiri says that since it's all one subject, and as I saw, that it's not done during the Kriyas HaTorah, the Ravya points out, of one person who's getting Aliyah, it's being done between Aliyahs, that's why we're more lenient. And the Gemara brings a Raya to this point. Vatanya, here Vatanya means it's a Raya. Medalgim B'Torah B'Inyan Echad, when it's one subject, when we're reading from a Sefer Torah, we could go skip from one place to the next. Medalgim, or B'Navi, by Navi, even B'Shnei Inyanim, even if it's referring to two different subjects. V'Kan, both in Chumash, in Torah and Navi, we have to make sure that it'll be done B'Chdei Shlo Yisuk HaTorgman, before the Metargman finishes saying what he has to say. And aim a dalgam navi. And when we jump from when we go from one navi to another navi, that we may never do. Uba navi shishnei maser by trei aser medalgin, we can go from one navi to another navi. Bvad, however, the aloch is shloy daleg misafet seif l'tchilasoi. That means, so Tosa says that doesn't mean that we may not go from a later sefer in Trei Aser to an earlier Sefer in Trei Aser, but rather Taisa says what the Gemara says, that we're not allowed to go from the end of a Sefer back to the beginning of a Sefer. Others disagree that within one Sefer you are allowed to. V'Goyle as Taira, and then the Kohen finishes reading from Parshas Achri Mois and Parshas Emor. He rolls up the Sefer Torah, and he leaves it in his lap, and he says, Yosef Mashikarasi Lefnechem, much more than what I read, Kosov Khan is in the Sefer Torah. Ask the Gemara of Mekol Kach Lama, why was it needed to make this announcement? Shlei Lehoitzi Laz the Sefer Torah. The Chas V'Shalom, nobody should assume that there's missing something from the Sefer Torah, and that's why he's not reading it from inside. So nobody should make that mistake. He makes this as an announcement. So as we learned, the Parsha of Yom Kippur in Parshas Pinchas, Kair Al Peh, was read by heart. Ask the Gemara, why don't they just take the Sefer Torah and roll it from Parshas Emor, which they just read, to Parshas Pinchas? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Rav Yehuda Rav Sheshes, Lefiish Ein Goyel and Sefer Torah Betzibur. We don't roll a Sefer Torah Betzibur because it's a lack of covet. So I saw that the Shal Shuvas Rajbo says that we know on Yontif, on Rosh Chodesh, where we read from two different parashias, he says that if in the Beis HaKnesses there's only one Sefer Torah, We should read the second parsha from a Chumash, but not roll a Sefer Torah, because as we learned, that's what they did on Yom Kippur. The Mordechai disagrees, and the Mordechai says that if there's only one Sefer Torah, on Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Yontif, when we need two Sefer Torah, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Yontif, we should roll the Sefer Torah. So the Magen Avraham asks on the Mordechai, what is the Mordechai going to do with our Gemara? Our Gemara says explicitly that Ein Goylin Sefer Torah B'tzibur. So the Ritva says that what our Gemara says Ein Goylin Sefer Torah B'tzibur is only when something which is not an essential kriya for that day, but something which is an essential kriya satayr for that day, we're allowed to do it. The Rav Yoh says that we're concerned for kavodat tzibur. So he says the time when is there? That's why we're not allowed to roll the sefer Torah. So he says the concern of kavodat tzibur is only when there's the same person getting an aliyah. But if it's going to be two different people getting aliyahs, that concern doesn't exist. The Rabbeinu Yochum answers that in those days, the Galila Sefer Torah was not done actually in the shul. And therefore, it took a lot of time, and it represents a lack of covet for the tzibur to wait until they take the Sefer Torah outside from the shul, roll it, and bring it back. However, nowadays, when we do it right on the bima, it doesn't exist. The Magen Avraham answers that the case that we're speaking about, Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash, all of Klal Yisrael was there. So when we have all of Klal Yisrael there, we have to be concerned about the Kavodat Tzibur, that they all have to wait for the Sefer Torah to be rolled. We don't have that same issue. We're just dealing with the Tzibur in one shul. The Maran Misada says that the Kriya of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is something that the Kohen Gadol is obligated to do, but it doesn't apply to everyone that's in the Tzibur. So we who don't have the obligation should not have to stand there and wait until the Kohen Gadol rolls the Sefer Torah. But when we speak about the cases that we're speaking about now, that it affects that every one of us has the Chiv of Kriya Sefer Torah. Since every one of us has the Chiv Kriya, we're certainly obligated and prepared. We're prepared to wait. Another pshat that I saw is that on Yom Kippur, the halacha was originally established that way, that Parshas Achrei Mos and Parshas Emor will be read from inside the Sefer Torah, and Parshas Pinchas will be read by heart, and therefore that remains the halacha under all circumstances. However, now, for a regular Shabbos Rosh Chodesh or for Yontif, it was established that we have to read all the Kriyas from inside the Sefer Torah. If it was established that all the Kriyas have to be from inside the Sefer Torah, we have no right to be lenient. Ask the Gemara, but even on Yom Kippur, why not? V'leis the Sefer Torah Achrina, why don't we bring another Sefer Torah, V'likri, and read from that Sefer Torah? Answers the Gemara of Hunabre de Yehuda Omar, Meshim Pagom Meshul Rishon. We're worried about people, what they will think about the first Sefer Torah. That if they'll think that the reason we brought a second Sefer Torah is because there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. The reason we don't read from a second Sefer Torah, if we're going to bring another Sefer Torah, before the Kriya in that Sefer Torah, a bracha will have to be made, and that's a bracha shenet tzricha. Rashi over here says that people are going to say that the Sefer Torah is pasul. Rashi in Yuma, when we have the same sugya, says that people are going to say that the Sefer Torah is maybe missing a word. And it's interesting that the Rosh Hashanah points out that the wording of the Gemara here is that we're choshish for begoma, and there we're choshish for laz. And the Rosh Hashanah seems to indicate that the concern of what's wrong with Sefer Torah, each word speaks better to what the concern that Rashi says is the concern. And Brach Shana Tzricha, the halacha is that because the Kohen Gadol will have to make another bracha, because he's the only one that gets the aliyah on Yom Kippur, it's the avoid of the Kohen Gadol, and that's why it's a Brach Shana Tzricha. Machlokes Rishonim, if a Brach Shana Tzricha is a If a brach shenetzricha is a issa daraisa, that is the opinion of the Rambam. based on the pasuk. He says that's included in the what the pasuk says. Loisisa Hashem el kech l'shav. The Taisus holds it's only a derabbanan. The Pri Chadosh asks, why would he have to make a new bracha? The halach is have both Sifrei Torah there, and ask the Pri Chadosh, if both Sifrei Torah are there, you can make one bracha on both. So the Pri Chadosh says that in those days, when they read, if they read from two Sifrei Torah, one Sifrei Torah was kept on the bima, and the other one was put outside, left outside. And therefore, since it wasn't there when the first bracha was recited, they would have to make a bracha. And even though the halacha is that if I make a bracha on a fruit, points out the Rishash, and then I eat more of that same type of fruit, I don't have to make another bracha. So why here, if I keep on reading from the Sefer Torah, do I have to make a separate bracha? So the Rishash answers, we can't compare Aliyah, reading from a Sefer Torah, to a fruit. The bracha that's made when somebody reads from a Sefer Torah is a bracha of Kavarat Torah. And therefore, since the whole bracha was made was made for the Kavarat Torah, for every Sefer Torah we have to make a separate bracha. But the Magen Avraham asks a question. He says, we just discussed that the halacha is that we're now going to make a bracha shena tzricha. However, the Magen Avraham quotes a shalah. The shalah says, the Magen Avraham is in Simen Reish Tezvav Sif Katan Vav. The shalah says that even though there's an issa making a bracha shena tzricha, on Shabbos and certainly on Yom Kippur, we don't have to be concerned about bracha shena tzricha. And the reason is, because one has to make 100 brachas every day. And during the week, where we eat and we make a bracha rishona, bracha achrona, and we daven three times a day, Shemone Esrei, so we have the 100 brachas. But on Shabbos, where we only say Shemone Esrei, 7 brachas, and Yom Kippur, where we don't even eat, we're allowed to make a bracha shena tzricha. So why is Rish Lakish concerned with bracha shena tzricha? So there are a number of answers given. One answer that's given is that the entire issue of making a bracha, the Magen Avraham says this, Teretz, the entire issue of making a bracha when we get an aliyah is not so simple. Because, he explains, we already every one of us says already Birchas HaTorah in the morning. So now we make a bracha before we get an aliyah. And now we're going to tell the Kohen to get a bracha a third time, that's already too much. Another Teretz that the Evan Ezer suggests, he says that when the shalah is lenient in making a bracha shena tzricha on Shabbos Yom Kippur, it has to have at least some sort of halachic basis. But to make a bracha which is entirely a bracha shena tzricha is certainly not permitted. The Sefer Peiros Teina answers based on what the Ramban says. He says, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had no problem reaching the 100 brachas. Because he says that in every avoid that the Kohen Gadol did in Yom Kippur, he made a separate bracha. So he had plenty of brachas already recited, and therefore he's now going to make a bracha shena tzricha. The Mordechai says that our Gemara gave two explanations why we shouldn't bring another Sefer Torah. One is because we're Kamei Shel Rishon, and one is because Ein Mevarchin bracha shena tzricha. Says the Mordechai, these two answers are not arguing. Both answers could be correct. The Karen Oira, however, says that they are arguing. What's the case that they'll be arguing? Something that we mentioned a moment ago. If you'll have both Sifrei Torah in front of the Kohen Gadol when he starts reading. So if you'll have both Sifrei Torah, so according to Rav Huna bar Yehuda, you wouldn't have to make a second bracha on the second Sefer Torah. And therefore there would be no concern for bracha shena tzricha. Whereas, according to Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, the concern of the Gamish, according to Rav Shlakish, you still would have to. And that's what is considered bracha shena tzricha. Rav Shlakish, on the other hand, is not concerned about the Gamish Rishon, that people are going to think there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah, because they saw that the second Sefer Torah was there all along. Whereas Rav Huna Rabbi Yehuda says, if they're not going to continue reading from this first Sefer Torah, even though the second Sefer Torah was there all along, there still is concern of Pegamai Shalrishin. Says the Gemara, Michashinan, but as that true, there were concern when we read from two Sefer Torah about Pegamai Shalrishin, or Michashinan Pegamai, Vam Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Reshchodesh Tevish Shechalius B'Shabbos, where Reshchodesh Tevish, which is during Hanukkah, falls on Shabbos, maybe Shalish Torahs. It brings three Sifrei Torah. Kara Achas Minyana Shalyoim. From the first Sefer Torah, we read the Parshas of Shavuot. Vacha Shal Rish Chodesh. From the second Sefer Torah, we read the Parshas of Rish Chodesh. Vacha Shal Chanukah. So we see that we do read from different Sefer Torah. We do read from multiple Sifrei Torah. Answers the Gemara. When it's Tlosa Gavri B'Tlosa Sifrei, when we have three people reading from three distinct Sifrei Torah, Lek B'Goma, we need not be concerned. Here, on Yom Kippur, it's Chad Gavri B'Trei Sifrei. It's one Kohen Gadol reading from two different Sifrei Torah. If they'll be reading from two different Sifrei Torah, then the halacha is that Ikka B'Goma. And the Bach says that if that's the case, on a day like we just mentioned, Yom Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh, where we just learned that we take out three Sifrei Torah, says the Bach, the same person should not get an Aliyah from all three different Sifrei Torah. It should be different people getting Aliyahs from the three different Sifrei Torah. The Magen Avraham says certainly the person who had an Aliyah in the first Sefer Torah may not get an Aliyah in the second Sefer Torah, but he may get an Aliyah in the third Sefer Torah. And we learned further, we learned in the Mishnah, the Mevarach Leah, that after the Kriyas HaTorah, the Kohen Gadol would say Shmoina Brachas. Tana Bonan, what a Brachas. Mevarach Mal HaTorah, we say Bracha after the Lading, Kederach Shem Mevarachim Beis HaKnesses, as we do whenever we have when somebody gets Aliyah in the shul, al avoida we say the brachas ritzei, al oido we say moidim, al mechilas oven we say melech moichel v'saleach, ketiknan like we always say. Then we say al migdash b'fnei atzmai, we make a bracha towards the base of migdash, v'al kohanim b'fnei atzmam we make a bracha for the kohanim, v'al yisrael b'fnei atzmam we make a bracha for the yisrael, v'al yishlam b'fnei atzma. V'shar says the gemara afterwards. We do tefillah. What does that mean? Tara Rabbanan, Hashah tefillah. What does that mean? He begins, Tchina, the Kohen Gadol says, Tchina rino bakasha. We daven to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sh'amcha Yisrael tzrichan levashaya. Your Kla Yisrael needs a Yeshua. V'chaysim b'shemei tefillah. And then he ends that bracha with the words, Shemei tefillah. Mekan ve'elach. Says the Gemara, after the Kohen Gadol finishes reciting the brachas, kol echav echad mevi sefer Torah metech beisoy, everybody would bring his sefer Torah from home, the kairi, by and would read from it. The kolkach lamai, why did everybody do so? Kedei laharis chazusa l'rabim, that everybody should be able to show off their sefer Torah. So of course the Rishonim Rashi already asked the question that, how could they carry on Yom Kippur that they're bringing Sifrei Torah? So Rashi says that the Gemara in Masechta Yuma discusses that there is an opinion that says Ein Erev Yitzal Yom Kippurim, that there is no Issa to carry Yom Kippur. If there's no Issa to carry on Yom Kippur, that's why we're allowed to carry on Yom Kippur. However, many disagree because we know that's not the halacha, and the halacha therefore is, they say that either there was an Erev around Yerushalayim or that they brought the Sifrei Torah already from before Yom Kippur and left them in the Azara on Yom Kippur. So the Mefarshim ask, but isn't the halacha that one is not allowed to carry a Sefer Torah to where they are? You have to go to the Sefer Torah. So how are they allowed to do so? So they answer that this was all done for the covet of the Sefer Torah, that everybody brought their beautiful Sifrei Torah, and this Sefer Torah, so this was all a tremendous demonstration of Kavod HaTorah, and when there's a demonstration of Kavod HaTorah, we're allowed to carry Sefer Torah. Here we also learned that what was the purpose of bringing the Sefer Torah? L'harois chazusa l'rabim. And as the Rishonim point out, the pasuk says, zeh keli v'enveyu, we have to beautify all of the mitzvahs, and having a beautiful Tzeva Torah is certainly included in zeh keli v'enveyu, and therefore, it's permit. That's what they did this for. But there's a question. The question that the Pesachim already discussed is one allowed to show off, if, for example, somebody has a nice Sefer Torah, a nice Esrig, is he allowed to show it off? Here we're learning a new concept of Kedei Laharis Chazus L'Rabim. And many suggest that one is supposed to be careful not to use a Dvar Mitzvah as an opportunity to show off. In fact, there's a famous saying that the word Esrig stands for Al Tevienu Regel Gava. Somebody has a beautiful Esrig, it could come that he should consider himself better. It could come that he should become a Baal Gaiva. He could boast about his beautiful Esrig, and we're not allowed to do so. Yet in our Gemara we're learning today Laharis Chazus L'Rabim, that we're allowed to do so. So all the Sfarim explain, it depends what was your intention when you did this. If your intention of showing off your Esrig, if your intention of showing off the Sefer Torah is to show off, look at what a beautiful Sefer Torah I have, then it's wrong. But if your intention is with a proper intention, where you're doing so because you want to show how much mitzvahs are beloved to you, then it's permissible. At the beginning of our perek, the Mishnah discussed the Parshas HaMelech. The Parshas HaMelech is what we know as Hakel, as the Mishnah, the Gemara, are going to explain on the first day of Chol Moed, the night after the first day of Yontif. They would have, in the year after Shemitah and Sukkot, they would have Hakel. The Mishnah taught us that the Parshas Hakel, the Parshas HaMelech, has to be said strictly in Lashon Kodesh. So the Mishnah discusses that event. Parshas HaMelech takes out exactly how did it go. Matzi Yontav Rishon Shel Chag, the night after the first day of Sukkot, B'Shmini, in the eighth year of the Shemitah cycle, which is the Matzei Shvius, which is the year after the Shemitah. And therefore, because of this, the Meiri points out that they did not begin this minig, or this halacha, of doing hakel until Klal Yisrael were in Yisrael many years. Because the first 14 years after Klal Yisrael came into Yisrael, there was no Shemitah, because they hadn't yet conquered the land. And Shemitah did not become relevant until they conquered the entire land. Moreover, that Adera says, there was no Hakel even at the time of Bayis Sheni, because there was no Shemitah Midaraisa at that time. So says the Mishnah again, Pashas Hakel Ketzad, Matzah Yotav Rishon Shel Chag, B'Shmini B'Matzah Shvius, Oislam Bima Shel Eitz Bazara, they would make a Bima made out of wood, a stage made out of wood in the Azara, v'hu yoshev aleha, and the melech would sit on it. Shnema miketcher v'shanim b'moyed. Chazan HaKnesses, the person who's in charge of the Beis HaKnesses in the Azara, would take the Sefer Torah, noitel Sefer Torah v'noisel Rosh HaKnesses, he would give it to the Gabbai, v'Rosh HaKnesses noisel Zgan would give it to the assistant Kohen Gadol, Vaskan noisn the Kohen Gadol would give it to the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol noisn the Melech, and the Kohen Gadol would then pass it to the Melech. The Melech oimer makabel the Kohen v'yoshev. Why was it strictly made out of eight wood? So the Tosfos says the reason it was made out of wood is because they couldn't have started all the building on Matzah Yontif. There was not enough time. So that's why they made it out of wood parts, and then they took the wood parts and put them together when it's permissible. The Mefarshim ask, but the Pasuk says, L'sit l'cha kol eitz mizbeach Hashem l'kecha. You're not allowed to make a wood structure. So over here, why would I allow to make a wood structure in the Azara? So the Rishonim give a number of answers. Some say it's only a structure that looks like a house. Others say, since it was clearly temporary, it was mutter. Others say that since this took place in the Ezra's Noshim, then it's permissible. And of course, the Yavetz answers that it's only an issue when it's done without any purpose. Here, it's done with a very clear purpose, and that's why it was permissible. Which was the sefer that was used? So Rashi says that it was a sefer Torah that was kept in the Orin in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Others say that there was a sefer called Sefer HaZara. There was a sefer that was used for laying in the Azara, and that's when that was what was used. Why was it all taken? Why was it taken this way, passed from one person to the other? Because it was to show covet, and as the Ben Yoyada says, it was five people that were involved, five people to represent the Chamishi Chamshi Torah. So the Be'er Sheva then asks, our Mishnah says, V'amelech oimid u'mekabel v'kayr v'yoshev. And the question is, that one is not allowed to sit when he's reading from a Sefer Torah. So how was the Melech allowed to sit reading from the Sefer Torah? So the Yerushalmi says that the reason why Kriyas HaTorah has to be done standing is because of Kavod HaTzibur. But here we have the Kavod HaTzibur as one consideration, and the other consideration is the Kavod HaMelech. And the Kavod HaMelech is more important than the Kavod HaTzibur. Another pshat is that the Isser to sit when you're laying is only when you're being mitzi other people with that Kriyas HaTorah. Here we're not being mitzi other people with that Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore it could be done sitting. Another pshat that I saw is that they laid Sefer Devarim, which is quite a long Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, for such a long Kriyas HaTorah, they relaxed the rule and they allowed them to sit. And says the Mishnah, Agrifas HaMelech, who was a Melech in Klal Yisrael, and there was a question about his yichus, as we'll see. Omad the kiva v'kayr v'omid. He read the Sefer Torah standing. V'shivchu ha-chachamim, and the chachamim praised him for his demonstration of Kavod HaTorah. Says the Mishnah, shgir le'loi socha lasus alecha ish nachri. When a grifas came to the pasuk that says you're not allowed to put upon yourself a king who's a nachri, zolga ein of demos, he was crying. Because, as we'll learn, he certainly wasn't of the greatest yichas. Amaloi, and they told him, Atasya Grifas, you have nothing to worry about. Achinoata, you are our brother. You are our brother, and you have nothing to worry about. So, the Mefarshim point out, what is the double lashon of Achinoata, Achinoata? So, the Ben Yoyada says that he meant to say, that Achino Ata, you are our brother, and we won't rebel and won't forsake your monarchy while you're alive, and we'll also let your children become kings. Another pshat that Ben Yoyada says, when he meant to say was Achino Ata, that we're not, your yichus is good, and Achino Ata, your way you behave is good. Another say, simple pshat, that they wanted to show that they really believe what they're saying. So there's a big machlokes Rishonim. What was the yichus of Agrifas? Rashi says that his mother was a Jewish woman. It was his father who was from the descendants of Herdus. The Rambam says that Agrifas' father and mother were not Jewish. He was a ger. The Rashbam says that Herdus married a Shifcha, so it turns out that from his father's side he was from Herdus, and from his mother's side he was a descendant of a Shifcha. The Kari says the Mishnah exactly what was read by Hakel. The Kari Metchilas El Dvarim, they read from the beginning of Sefer Dvarim at Shema, then they read Shema V'Hoyim Shemaya, then they read Aser to Aser, because Sukkos is the time when they started collecting from the fields, and that's the time when I have to be thinking about Matanas of Aniyim and Trumas of Maestris. And then again, they spoke about Kischal al-Asr, because the time that they, as we discussed previously, they have to remove all of the Truma and Maestris that they have in their warehouses. Then they read Parshas HaMelech, the Parsha that refers to the Kling, the Brachas of Klos that we've discussed, the Brachas of Klos and Parshas Kisavai, Achigayim Kol Parsha, until he finishes it. The Tosfos Yontov makes an interesting observation. He said, we started the Mishnah by learning that Hakel was in the year after Shemitah. And that was the year with the least Matanus Aniyim and Matanus Trumas and Maestros, because they were all at that time, as says the Tosfos Yontov, Shemitah is Potter. So some suggest that there were certain vegetables that were available. And the others say that since Klal Yisrael, the Yerushalmi seems to say this, that since Klal Yisrael is going out from a time where they weren't chayiv and all of these matanas avyonim, matanas aniyim, and matanas kohanim and levim, so they maybe will become accustomed not to say them. So that's why it had to be specific. It had to be said specifically that time that people should know that last year we didn't have to read them. But this year, we do have to go back to Trumas and Maestros. Brachas Kohen Gadol Mevarech Esam, says the Gemara, after the Melech finished reading, he said the Shemayna Brachas. Brachas Kohen Gadol Mevarech Esam, the same Brachas that we learned that the Kohen Gadol says on Yom Kippur, Melech Mevarech Esam, that was the same Brachas that the king made, El Noisen Regalim Tachs Mechil Svan. When he says the bracha of Atvachatanu, he says the bracha of Yom Tovim versus the bracha of Mechil Svan. Says the Gemara B'Shmini Salka Daitach that the Mishnah said that the Kriya of the Parashas HaMelech was on Shmini. So the Gemara assumed it meant Shmini Atzeres. Says the Gemara B'Shmini Salka Daitach, we learned that it was done on Sukkos. Says the Gemara Eime B'Shminis. What it was meant to say was in the eighth year, which was the year after Shemitah, which was the seventh year. So Tosfos Yontov asks the question, if it's the year after the seventh year, if it's the year after Shemitah, of course it's the eighth year. Why does the Mishnah have to teach us that it's the Shminis? So many suggest the answer is connected to what we just learned a moment ago. We just learned a moment ago that the reason that a very important part of the Kriyas HaTorah of the Melech spoke about Meiser and Trumas is because the people had become accustomed not to give Trumas and Meisers because of Shemitah. And that's why we want to point out that it's the Shminis. It's the eighth year. It's the year after Shemitah. And a very important element here is to get the people back on track with giving the Trumas and Maestros as the halacha requires. But this Gemara is also used for a different halachic discussion. There is a halachic discussion that on Sukkos, of course, when we daven, we have to mention Sukkos in the tefillah. And on Shemini Atzeres, we're supposed to mention Shemini Atzeres. The question is, after 7 days of saying every day, as Yom Chag, as Chag, as Sukkos Hazeh, somebody on Shemini Atzeres, instead of saying as Shemini Atzeres, said as Chag, as Sukkos. The question is, would he have to repeat the Shemini Atzeres? It's not Sukkos, it's Shemini Atzeres. The Shari Tshuva says, of course, it's not Sukkos, it's Shemini Atzeres. Chai Adam says that you don't have to repeat the Shemini Atzeres. And the Aruch HaShulchan uses our Gemara as a raya to the opinion of the Chai Adam. Because our Gemara suggests that maybe the Hakel should take place, the Gemara said, on Shemini Atzeres. But it says clearly, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that it has to be on Sukkos. So how can we think it means Shmini Atzeres? It must be that Shmini Atzeres is also partially Sukkos. Says the Gemara, V'kol Hani Lamali, why does the Mishnah have to give us all these different markers to note that it was done on this day, Tzrichi, this day, this time? Because Rachmana Miketz, Havamina Nimna Mahashta, that it should begin from when Moshe Rabbeinu told them this parsha, Arvas Mayev, the count of 7 years should begin. V'avgav D'loy Misram Mishmita, even though there is no Shmita yet. Kas Rachmana, Shmas HaShmita. It only begins when Shmita begins. V'kas Rachmana Shmita, Havamina B'soiv Shmita, at the end of the Shmita year, before the 8th year begins. Kas Rachmana B'moyed. To teach us that it has to be on a yontif. At the end of the 7th year, there is no yontif. V'kos b'moyed have a minimum reishata on Rosh Hashanah. That's why kos rachman b'chag ha-sukkos. V'kos rachman b'chag ha-sukkos have a minimum filu b'yontif achron, even on Shmini Atzeres. Kos rachman b'chag Yisrael, b'schalta d'moyed, it begins on the first day of yontif. V'chazak knesses noitel sevetar v'noisel Rosh Knesses. We learned that the entire procedure of how the Sefer Torah was given to the king, And the Gemara is assuming that why was it done this way? To give kavod to the various people of position that worked in the Beis HaMikdash. But ask the Gemara, if that's the way we're going to learn, Shamet Mina, wouldn't this be a raya? That Cholkin kavod with Talmud Makom Rav, that we're allowed to give kavod to people, to the other people, even when the Melech is there, which is a big question in Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Yates on the base, where the Gemara quotes a question: if you're allowed to give kavod to a younger Talmud in front of the greater Talmud Chacham, and from our Mishnah it seems that you're allowed to. Amar Abaya, so Abaya, that's not the way to learn the Mishnah. The way to learn the Mishnah is that everything that was done kuloi, that everything that was done was because of kavod the Melech. The Melech Oymer Makabel V'Kayr V'Yoshev, and the Mishnah continued telling us, Agrivas HaMelech, Omer V'Kibel V'Kayr V'Omid. Omid, says the Gemara, if he stood up, it means Mechal the Yoshev. Doesn't that mean that he was sitting till now? They asked the Gemara, but haven't we learned, V'Mamar, En Yeshiva B'Azorah, Elo Malchi Beis Tovid L'Bavad. The only people who are allowed to sit in the Azorah are the Malchi Beis Tovid. Shinemar, as the Pasuk says, V'Yov HaMelech David, V'Yeshev V'Fnei Hashem, V'Yoyma Mi'anoichi. So, David HaMelech was allowed to sit there. No one else. Answers the Gemara, as we learned at the end of our previous year. This took place, Kedamar of Chizda, this took place in the Ezra's Noshim. Hachinami Be'Ezra's Noshim. And in Ezra's Noshim, everybody is, it's not only Malchi Beis David who are allowed to sit. V'Shevchu HaChamim, and we saw that the Chachamim praised Agrifus for standing. Shevchua, they praised him, asked the Gemara Mechlal, this is an indication, the Shapar of it. Says the Gemara, how could that be? Hamar Rav Ashi, hasn't Rav Ashi taught us? Afilu l'manda omen, nasi shemachal ha-kvayde, kvayde mochal. Even if the Rosh Bezdin is Meichel on his honor, he's allowed to do so. Melech shemachal ha-kvayde, a king who does so, and kvayde mochal, it's not permissible. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, soim tosim alecha melech, shetei, Masa Alecha, says the Gemara, Mitzvah Shani. Here it was done for a mitzvah purpose, and because it was done for a mitzvah purpose, that's why it's different. So here we discuss the Halacha of Melech Shemachal Al Kvaydei Kvaydei Mochal. So the Sefer Divrei Shol from Rabbi Yossi Shol Natanzon, the Mlemberger Rav, explains what does that mean. So he explains, the Pasuk is a very interesting language. Soim tosim alecha. What does soim tosim alecha mean? That you have to constantly give every moment, soim tosim. So even if the melech gives up his kavod, the next moment we have already another obligation to give him kavod. So since every moment there's a new obligation, he can't be moichel on his kavod. So I saw that the achroinim ask, that here we're learning, that mitzvah shani, when it's a situation of a mitzvah, the melech is allowed to be moichel on his kavod. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to do chalitza, the king is not allowed to do chalitza. Why is here the halacha that because of mitzvah, the melech could give up his kavod, and therefore mitzvah not? So Rabbi Yoshev answers, there's a difference. One is showing kavod haTorah, is our case. There, when chalitza takes place, we take off the shoe and we spit. That's a bezoyin. A bezoyin is not permissible. We're only allowed to do some. We don't have to do. He could show cover to the Sefer Torah, but that doesn't mean that we're allowed to be mevazeh him. Also, obvious difference is that there's a difference when it's a situation of berabim, which is here by hakel. There's a difference where it's hakel, where it's a rabim, where chalitza, where it's not done berabim, and therefore it's obviously a very, very different situation. Continues the Gemara. When they came to that pasuk, as we learned in the Mishnah, a grievous cried. Tanam Shmeid Reb Nosson, Baisa Shah, at that time, when they said to Agrifus, Achino Ata, Nischai V'Soyne Yisrael Kliya, Klai Yisrael put themselves into great dangers, because Shech Nifalel Agrifus, what they did at that point was, they were flattering Agrifus in a way that they may not do. The Yushalmi says that day many Jews died. Others say that was the day that Klai Yisrael was decreed that they would go into Golus. Another pshat that I saw, the Maral suggests, they did kneged what the din is, because they did contrary to what the din is, the Midas HaDin came on them. Amar, Rav Shimon Mechalefta, Miyom Shagava Agroifa Shel Chanufa, from when Chanufa has become part of our style of living, this Afso Adinim, the Dine Mominus, financial matters are no longer honest. The Skalko are mice and people don't behave the way they're supposed to behave. No one could say that I'm better than you. The world has changed dramatically. There's a Machloikus Rishonim. If it's an Issa Deraisa, most Rishonim agree that Chanufa is an Issa Deraisa. The Uraim says that the two lavim involved, one is Loisotamus Oritz, Loisachnifus Oritz. So the smack says you're also over the lav of Loised Bnei Godel. And others say that you're also, that this is considered a tremendous Chilul Hashem. The Menorah Hamor explains that there are different categories of Chanufa. Sometimes somebody does Chanufa, is they flatter somebody because they think they're going to have a favor out of that person. Another time they do it is, you know, they're scared of the person. Another time they're doing it because they want to ingratiate and that the person should give them a favor that they wouldn't have had a hive. And sometimes they just want to flatter a person because they think he's important even though he isn't. Ramosha and the Shalos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe Or Chaim Chel Beis Simon and Aleph discusses a situation that there was a doctor who is a very prominent doctor and a very kind doctor, but he married a non-Jewish woman. He's a Mechal Shabbos. Can we give him psicha to the Oren on Shabbos? And Rav Moshe speaks about the terrible Isser of Chanufa, but Rav Moshe says that if the compliment you give him is nothing to do with his Avera, in no way are you showing that you are supporting what he did wrong, then Rav Moshe, under those circumstances, is a little more lenient. And that's maybe what the Gemara means to say here. Darash Rav Yehuda by Marav Avitam Rav Shimon Pazi, Mutter Lahakna Vishoyim Ba'olam Hazeh. In this world, where the Rishoyim are so strong, we may be do chanifa. Shnem lo yikar oy lenoved, that the post Yeshaya speaks about how the world will look when Mashiach comes. Lo yikar oy lenoved nodiv. The person who's an insignificant person will not be called great anymore. Ulechili, a person who always is interested in drinking wine, Lo yom eshua. We will not anymore call him a great person. Mechal, but says the Gemara, it seems the Ba'olam Hazeh, when this world where we have the world that we have these type of people, shari, it's permissible. Shema laksh amma mahacha. The pasuk says that Yaakov says to Esav, "Kreis pnei elokim v'tirtzeini." That looking at you is looking like pnei elokim. Or pligid Rav Levi. It says the Gemara. This is contrary to what Rav Levi said. Damar Rav Levi. Marshal Shiakov Esav l'mad dava dava. How can we understand that episode? Lodim shazim es chaveroi. Somebody invited somebody else to his home. V'ikabay shemavakish lahargoi. And the guest sees that the host wants to kill him. What I'm eating here is like something I ate when I was in the king's palace. So now the host thinks to himself, Omar, Yodle Malka, this person, the king knows him. If he's able to tell me how the food in the palace is. And therefore, Mr. Fee, he gets scared of him and he won't kill him. Omar Velozo. Call Adam Shesh by Chanufa. Anybody who has Chanufa, maybe Af Loilam. He brings anger to the world. Shnemar v'cham filev yisimu Af. V'loyid ain't filos neshmas. Shnemar lo yishavu. They won't be heard ki osram because Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to hear them. Simen Af uber gehenem biyodai need the goyle. V'amar b'lezer call Adam Shesh by Chanufa. Anybody who has this terrible behavior. I feel urbim shmei ima mekalonai. So shnemar omer l'rosh at tzadik atoy. If somebody says to a rosh, you are tzadik, yikvua amim yizamu el umim vein koiv el klala shnemar ma ekoiv lekov akel. Bilam says it when he wanted to curse Klal Yisrael vein loim ela urbim shnemar loim loim yimetz. Says the Gemara that these people who are chanofim bring terrible to the world. And of course, a person who does the right thing and stands up for the right thing brings tova, brings tremendous favor to the world.